Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And he has so many wonderful things to say to his people. Good things, rich things. The words of God make it rich. They build your life up. Going to church through the years, Christians suffered many things. Some of it was not persecution. They didn't know how to build their life. And they didn't know how to, well, they knew to seek the Lord. But many times they wouldn't stick with the wisdom he gave. In life, you have to, everything is up to you. We are made in God's image. God had to make things like he wanted them to be. We have to do the same thing. Cold religion would have you believe that everything is up to God, and what you get in life is what God gave you, and that's all you're going to get. It's not that way at all. You have to come up with no man can live beyond his vision. Wherever there's light, there's vision. With light, you can see things for what they are. And you have to go back to what Jesus said in the first place and get the point. Sometimes people didn't get the point of what Jesus was saying. In James chapter 5, he said, a man may say, I will go to a city and start a business, build and get gain. But he says, better to say, if I live, I will go to a city and start a business and get gain, you know, and do well. If it's the Lord's will that I live. The point is submitting to God. It's up to you what you do, where you do, how you're going to work. Just acknowledge God first. That's the safest way. A man can say, well, I'm going to go do this, but he may walk right into a trap. Pride will always cause you to miss out on God's best. Always. But when you say, Lord, this is what I want to do. And you ask him to help you do it, and you seek him about what you have in mind to do, then Lord will help you make the best choice. You're only blessed when you make the best decisions. Let me put it this way. I wrote that in a poem years ago. You're only blessed when you make the best decisions because blessed means happy. It means you're happy from the inside out. That won't last unless you make a decision that's going to last. Right out of high school, many times people get out, they get a job, then they make a lot of money, but it's not really what fulfills them in life. And that job will only take them so far. And they can only do so much if that's all they ever did. And some jobs, that skill that you have for that job, if it ever runs out, you have to start from the bottom again. Because you have no life skills to do something else. You have to do something similar. But if you say, well, I'm interested in this field, I'm going to learn all about it. Then you're going to become valuable in that field. And let's say you work a job and you do well, and all of a sudden you have to move to another state. Well, you can easily go to another state and start over if you have a skill set in the field you like. And you can work that job, start a business, whatever you do. You can live the same way or even better in another state. But when you just take a job that pays decently, without a skill set, anybody can do it. That job may not be available somewhere else, and you have to start from the bottom again. You may have to work shifts you don't want to work, but you're blessed. Your fulfillment will remain when you make the best decisions. Now, vision comes along with the Word of God. When you believe God's Word, you have partial vision. You can see something. Sometimes you can see that this is going to bless me. Sometimes you don't know how it's going to bless you. You're just doing it because God said it. But as you act on it and go forward and do it because Jesus said it, the Holy Spirit inspired it, you know it's the knowledge of God, you do it. You act on it. You begin to see why he said it. And it makes so much sense now. And it gives you such an advantage. And you didn't know that up front, but you know it as you do those things. That happens to me all the time. As I do the Word of God, I learn greater things. And this happens when people obey God. Now, in our country, you are free to make whatever decision you want. You can work for somebody else, you can work for yourself, you can go to school, you cannot go to school, you can go to the library and learn, whatever you want to do. There are many options out there. And you don't have to always get a formal education. You can just go read books at a library and do well. As long as you learn what you need, you can start your own business and do whatever you got to do. But you just have to be prepared foundationally. And the Holy Spirit is the one who can point the way. He knows you and what you can do and what you're capable of, how fast you learn, and what you can stick with. But he's not going to tell you anything until you ask, until you seek him. And that's the point. Acknowledge God first. And you won't have to walk into a trap. God's not going to kill you because you didn't ask him first. But traps are out there. Situations that look good are out there. And sometimes people go right into a trap and they get in trouble. And sometimes they even die. But God could have showed them how to avoid the problem. Acknowledging God is, when you learn to do that, your world becomes much greater. And you learn how to avoid the world system and drive it out of your life. And you learn how to accomplish things the right way. And sometimes I look at what God gave me to do, sometimes I didn't see what he saw and I didn't want to do it. Sometimes I was reluctant, but as I learned him, as I learned who he is, as I went in his presence and learned his ways, I became less and less reluctant and more fervent to do what God said do. People used to say, God, no, God, you can trust God. God got your back. But when you obey the word and you stand and you do things that he gave you to do by your faith, at that point, you know for yourself that you can trust God. You know that God is good yourself. You know that he loves you. And you don't have to wonder. And God is good. Now, there are countries that are not free. You know, people in this country, we look at the communist countries, they don't have the freedoms we have. They do what the government say they can do. And sometimes they're in the right work field, sometimes they're not. But it has to be approved. In Russia, you can't go from country to country. I don't know if it's like that now, but it used to be where they couldn't go from country to state within their country. You had to go where the people said you could go. Like, we, you know, I can get in my truck and just go to Atlanta if I want to, or drive through Atlanta and go to South Carolina if I want to, and come back the same day if I can, if I have enough rest to drive that far. Nobody cares. I don't have to get permission. I don't have to write a letter. I don't have to wait on the authorities to approve it. I don't have to drive through checkpoints. I just get in my truck, gas it up, and go. And if I want to be a doctor, I just go back to school and be a doctor. If I want to be a mechanic, I just go to school and be a mechanic. Who cares? This is a free country. If I want to quit my job, start my own business, do it. You can do that if you want to. As long as I pay my taxes, I'm good. But in Russia, you have to get, you know, the way I understand it, you have to get permission. And the cost of living is much lower there. Well, we make thousands of dollars a month. They make about $400 or $500. In some countries, it's worse than that. And to buy a car, that's just not going to happen in many families. They ride bicycles. So what has to happen is, somebody in a situation like that, they're not used to freedom. They're not used to making choices. And when people are not used to making choices, it'll take a lot of God's word to get them to a point that they can say, hey, I can do this, or I can do that. They want somebody to tell them what to do. Sometimes people don't know what to do, they join the military. In the military, they tell you what to do. You have structure. And some people depend on other people's structure in their lives. But you're gonna, in God's house, you gotta learn to think like an officer. An officer, they help other people do what they have to do, but they can do, they have more liberties than a private will. Now they still under command, they have authorities they have to answer to. And so do we. We answer to God. We do the things he said do and don't do the things he said don't do. See, freedom has its own bondage. The bondage of freedom, you have to do what life, you have to live according to life. You can't steal, kill, hurt others, operate in lust. You don't do those things because those things will take away your freedom. Your only bondage is don't do that. You do everything else. Lust will take your life and put it in the ditch. It's just like driving a car in a ditch. You can't control it. Any form of sin will destroy your life. It'll end it. Because there are laws of sowing and reaping. Whatever you do, you're sowing something. And you're going to reap that kind of harvest. If you plant butter beans, you're going to get butter beans. You're not going to get tomatoes and squash unless you plant tomatoes and squash. In life, if you don't build a foundation, your life will crumble. Now, the student that says, you know, they find a field that they can do that they are interested in, and they learn it well, they have more foundation than the person that just went out there and got a job. Whether you get a job right now or not, we still need to work on some kind of skill set that we can do, that we enjoy, and our life will be more fruitful. That's the first commandment, be fruitful. Build your life with foundation. Prepare yourself to give profit. Do something that can make your life better, and so that you can help others make their life better. Within the wisdom of God, God didn't call you to just give people money and take care of them. They don't need you to do that. But your skill set, you're helping others as you make money. And then you can give to things that need to, you know, the church, and you can help people, help the poor. Villages that have no running water, you can help build, you know, you can help finance things that are needful. people that can't pay you back, and you can help them build. Now, James Robinson did this. He put together a team, and they received money to help others. And they dig wells in villages all over the world where there's no water. You see the people drinking muddy water, and they had a children's burial ground where they buried the children because they drank that filthy water. And the animals drank the water and lived in the water. And it's just, they couldn't live. And then they dug the wells, and then he showed pictures of people who lived 20 years later after they dug the wells, and they were healthy. And then they started doing things in their village and made the village grow. But first of all, they had to live to grow the village. And they had to dig wells so they could drink clean water so they could live. It's very hot in Africa. In some places, people just don't want to be there. But there are some people that have to be there. And they didn't have water. Now they have water. Now they can live and they can survive. And not only they brought the village from a point of extinction to survival, to thriving, because they had clean water. But you can't do that if you don't have resources. And you can't have resources unless you have foundation. See, God is foundational. He's not up there saying, well, I want this person to do that. I'm going to give him a lot. And this person over there, I'm not going to give him anything. He doesn't. It's up to you. It's up to you. Now, God gave you the power to get wealth. And within the kingdom of God, you're unlimited. How much you grow is up to you. And people didn't put much thought in their lives. And when I went to church and people had meager jobs that didn't pay much, they still paid tithes and they did things. They raised their families. They did take them to church, and that was better than nothing. They were doing good in that area, but they struggled. And some did better than others. But with God, there's options. You can take a portion of your time and learn something. Even if you're in a situation, you're married, you have children, young children. You didn't get a skill set. You went to work right out of high school. If you finished high school, you started working. The Lord can help you build your life. You can go back to school or learn something. They have online courses, all these things that you can do. And then, sometime within the work field you're working, you can learn more about what the company needs and get a promotion. And you can explore the interests you have and do them. We have all these options, golden opportunities every day. And the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. And I used to say, well, wait a minute now. The Holy Spirit can guide us into all truth. And this is all we're doing? We're missing out. I said, we're supposed to be learning how to thrive in life by the Holy Spirit, not just trying to not sin. The focus was don't sin. We thought all God wanted us to do in life was just don't sin. It's so much more to understand from the Lord than just not sin, trying to make sure we do right. And then we get to heaven. That's not thriving. And then you understand God wrong. And the world's out there having a good time. And you're trying not to sin. It's more to life than not sin. Just don't sin. We've been made righteous. We don't have to. I don't want to live like that. Always worry about whether I'm going to sin or not. I love God. I didn't care about sinning. I didn't want to do the things that of the world anymore. If I was tempted, I just cried out to the Lord and asked him to give me wisdom. And I said, Lord, I want to live beyond this. I don't like this. I don't like feeling tempted. I said, show me how to kill it. I don't know how to kill it. And he did. I talked about that in another broadcast. He taught me to love his people. I did what the word said do, and it works. He said, don't fear falling. A lot of people fear that they're going to sin. And that, and not sinning becomes their focus instead of the opportunities that God put before them. And some Christians were scared to do everything. They were scared to get a good job. They were scared to make more money so that they, because they might see it. You can't live like that. That's a raggedy way to live. But taking the Lord at His word makes all the difference in the world. God has so much to say, so much wisdom to give. And when I talk about following God, some people automatically interpret it as that's the one, God is the one that just want to make sure you don't sin. And they don't draw near. But I'm drawing near to the Lord, learning all kind of things. Good things. Wonderful things. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He won't restrict your life. He loves you. And He cares about you. He's going to bless you in every way there is. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.